What is the root cause of the California budget crisis?
Okay, the root cause of the California budget crisis is really the dot-com boom and then the ensuing dot-com collapse. We had extra revenue that came from that boom, from capital gains tax revenues and stock options tax revenues that were on the order of $26 billion. And that money came in 98, 99, 2000, and 2001. And that money went into Sacramento, and both the governor and the legislature decided to spend it all, not realizing it was one-time revenue, which disappeared when, of course, we had the stock market in a more normal mode. So that extra revenue was built into the budget and wasn't taken out after the revenue disappeared. And so we ended up having a very large deficit, got larger each year, and the cumulative number you've heard is about $30 billion, $34 billion, depending on how you count it. That's 80% of the problem.
But businesses come and go, economies go up and down. How can you tell when your revenue is only temporary revenue?
You can break down the revenue line by source. So that's exactly what I did, which no one else seems to have done before. I broke it down by each category: property taxes, income taxes, capital gains taxes, and the like. And you can get a baseline on the capital gains tax and stock option tax. Everyone knew it was a bubble, and I'd written a paper saying this was going to collapse. It did collapse. But the revenue implications to the state were not fully understood. And clearly, if you take the baseline number of, let's say, $5 billion a year for these taxes, that's what we got for many, many years. It rises slowly. But this was not because of the economy. This was because of a one-time bubble in the stock market. It was not anything to do with directly the economy.
Tom McClintock in the recent debate said as follows.
In the last 4 years of this administration, our revenues are up 25%. That's after the dot-com collapse, after the car tax was trimmed, after the state's revenues plunged.
So let's start there. Is he right on that?
He's completely wrong. The revenue level is back to 99 revenue levels, and he just doesn't know what he's talking about. He hasn't looked at the data carefully.
Okay, Governor Davis has said.
The American economy has tanked. Over the last couple of years, it has shed 3 million jobs and gone from record surpluses to record deficits. 46 other states are facing similar problems.
How much of that problem with the general economy is hurting California?
California's economy is doing about the same as the rest of the country, with Southern California the best economy in the whole country. But it is true that revenues have been slightly reduced because of the overall economic decline. But as I said, 80% of the revenue decline is due to these two one-time upsurges in taxes, which now have gone back to normal.
Arnold Schwarzenegger says,
we have the worst business atmosphere in California. And what we see is because of that, businesses are leaving the state and jobs are leaving the state. And we are over-regulated, overtaxed, and overburdening our businesses.
What did your findings show about how heavily taxed California is?
Well, on the tax component, our tax burden is actually in the upper third of all states, but is not extraordinarily high. So that is just not telling the truth. He just hasn't looked at the numbers. A matter of fact, he's even said publicly the public doesn't care about facts and figures. So the facts and figures don't support his view. It is true that California has a broken workers' compensation system, has very stringent regulations, and we should fix those. California can do better. But the economy in Southern California has, in the last 3 years, been the best economy any place in the United States. It's negative, no question, but it's certainly hard to say that government regulations and all those things that people talk about are the cause of the budget crisis. They're not.
Arianna Huffington said,
this state right now is taxed at a lower rate than when Pete Wilson was governor.
She's correct. The tax burden in California has dropped by about 20% in the last two decades.
I noticed your report talked about the size of our government in comparison to some of the other large states. I know McClintock was saying our government is too big. How does the size of California's government compare to others?
Okay, we measure the size of the government as a number of employees per capita. And so California is actually in a lower third in terms of size of its government relative to other places. Does not mean that California does not have bureaucracy that needs to be trimmed, doesn't have waste. Those things are definitely true, but it's certainly not any worse than any other place, and actually somewhat better than some of the other states we look at.
So you would say it's not a major factor contributing to the budget crisis?
Absolutely not the budget crisis issue. It's certainly a long-term structural issue, as are the regulations, all the other things. We need to get those things structurally right. But there's no question that the budget deficit problem is really due to this misperception, this one-time revenue that came in, and we've raised all the expenditure levels to match it, and never cut it back to match it.
How big a factor was the gaming of California's energy market as far as impact on the budget?
That certainly was a problem and may account for a couple of billion dollars, but it is certainly can't account for any more than 10% of the problem. Deregulation, a good thing in theory, did not work out in reality.
Generally, how would you gauge the economic understanding of Governor Davis and of the major recall candidates? Do they really get what is hurting California's budget?
I would say that, you know, Governor Davis understood it best, but I'm really surprised at how little debate there has been on the core issues. Probably the smartest one at all has, of course, left the campaign. Peter Uberoff and Arianna Huffington were the two who most articulated some of the things I've said. They both left the campaign. But I think the governor understands this, but it's been a very tough thing to get done in Sacramento because we have a fragmented legislature and governmental office. I think he understood it and tried his best, but it's a very tough thing to do in a system like ours.
And how would you rate the overall economic understanding of the state legislature?
I'd say less than perfect is the way to put it. I think that the legislature is, again, struggling to come to grips with something they have to do, which is they need to lower expenditures and raise taxes. There is no other way around this. You're not going to solve it by something they could miraculously do to get the California economy going more rapidly, because they can't. There's very little state policy can do at the margin to make a big difference in economic growth. They can make a marginal difference, but a big difference isn't going to happen. So they're going to have no choice. Whoever the governor is, if Davis stays there or if we get a new governor, they're going to have to raise taxes and cut expenditures. There's no other way to get us in balance.
Proposition 53, which would set aside some money for the infrastructures. Are we being hurt by these initiatives that are calling for set-asides for this and set-asides for that?
I think the initiative process has gone berserk, beginning in 1978 with Prop 13. It has caused revenues to be misdirected, created a mismatch between needs and ability to raise resources, and has, I think, hamstrung the legislature and the governor in dealing with these problems. So the set-aside approach is just a bad way to govern.